Jordan Brown is inching closer to a certified victory. The official recount confirmed that the NDP newcomer with a 5-vote lead in Lab West over incumbent Liberal Cabinet Minister Graham Leto. A judicial recount will now be ordered. Jordan Brown joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Patty.
I mean, you go from the euphoria of winning to now having to wait. How nerve-wracking is it?
Waiting's always the worst.
Waiting is always the worst, no doubt about it. So let's just say for the purpose of the conversation that the judicial recount holds and you are indeed the next member for Lab West. What would be some of your priorities that you might see reflected in a budget? Because there's going to have to be some bartering or brokering here.
Absolutely. Something I'd like to see is obviously I'd like to see an expansion of mental health and addiction services in the Lab West, especially the addiction side of things. I think that's something that we really need in this region at this moment. There is addiction services.
And so what would that look like? Are you talking about walk-in clinics or someone who's prescribing Suboxone or Methadone? What exactly would you be looking for insofar as treating addictions?
Right now, more or less, like I said, a treatment center, somewhere for people to go and start the recovery process. Right now, anyone in this region who does need any treatments or anything like that, rehabilitation, they have to fly out of here, sometimes at their own cost.
Looking at the budget as it currently stands, of course, no opportunity as of yet for it to be debated or voted upon. Would you vote in favor of this budget at this moment?
As it currently stands, no, we're not voting in favor of this budget right now as it stands.
People are going to be looking for compromise as opposed to contentious. What do you think the prospects are of this minority government being a functioning body?
Oh, it's possible. It's absolutely possible we can function together. And I think that's probably what the appetite of the province is right now. I don't see an appetite in this province to go back to the polls.
Now, there has been some NDP successes in your part of the province in the past. What do you think the keys were for you and your party to beat an incumbent who's a Liberal cabinet minister?
It's pretty interesting that way. Like I wouldn't have expected it to be like this, but we were told it was going to be close, and we looked at all our numbers and said it was going to be close, but we didn't expect it to be this close. But yes, the NDP does have a very good track record in this region, especially like we said, like, no, even in the last election, the NDP only lost by 299 votes, so it's always close in this region.
What have you been hearing from other members of the party, Ms. Coffin, Jim Dinh, and people in the executive? What are they saying?
Oh, they're excited to have Labrador West back in the fold, and they're excited to have a perspective of up here in the caucus.
In addition to addiction services in Lab West, what else is on your priority list?
Oh, absolutely, seniors. We have an aging population of people who choose to stay in the region when they retire. So, you know, the region itself is aging. You know, as the town is only 60 plus years old. So these people who want to stay, and there's nothing here for them. There's no assisted living apartments. There's no seniors home. So these are things that need to be really looked at in this region to keep the people here that want to stay here.
Naturally, your constituents will have a list of things that they need or require. You will try to echo that inside the House of Assembly. How do you balance that and the fact that the fiscal reality and the level of debt is becoming unmanageable?
It's going to be a balancing act, and there's going to have to be some serious talks on some serious issues. And I think that we can find a way out of this fog and make this make everything work and try to get us back on the right path.
While on the road to certifying this election result in Lab West and across the province, what's next steps insofar as the judicial recount goes? What do you know about what's going to happen?
Right now, all I know is that the count is happening. The ballots are being sent to St. John's. Little ones up. The ballots have been sent to St. John's, and I know that it's going to have to be done out there, and so I just have to wait now. So they give me my 4-day notice that the count is going to happen.
So you get a 4-day heads up?
I get a 4-day heads up before the count happens.
And so you'll be represented by an NDP party supporter insofar as the scrutineer. You're not in the room, are you?
I'm sure that I have to find someone to go with me at a scrutineer this.
We wish you good luck. Congratulations on what is still a 5-vote victory, and we look forward to finding out the end certified result. Thanks for this morning, Jordan.
Not a problem. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Jordan Brown. He's the NDP, so far, the winner in Lab West.